Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
So we are trying to campaign for every one of us to become a church worker. The term for church workers in this church is what we call shepherds. Shepherds, pastors. Pastors are also shepherds. I'm a shepherd. Any person who looks after sheep is a shepherd. Sometimes people joke and they say, you know, those days, Lighthouse. Like, are you a sheep or a shepherd? Yes. When you are in our church, you can only be one of two. Either you are a sheep or a shepherd. And the campaign is to get all sheep to be converted into shepherds. Because that's the main reason why Jesus also came. Isn't it? Yeah. He came, he died, he was buried, resurrected, ascended into heaven. And then the Bible says in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 that he gave gifts. He gave gifts. He gave apostles, he gave prophets, he gave teachers, he gave evangelists, and he gave pastors. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, so that they, the saints, will do the work. So you must do the work. Yeah, you must do the work. That is what we ought to be doing. Doing the work. There's no way one person can do all this. Yes, even if it's a church of 10 people or 20 people. There's no way one person can effectively handle everyone. Yes. So, this idea of shepherds, lay people, students, workers, nurses, doctors, pharmacists, plumbers, electricians, any kind of work that you do, you go to work, and when you close, you have this aspect also that should be what we call lay ministry. That should be part of what you do. It's very critical. Yes. If every child of God, are we all listening?
Yes.
If every child of God were to pick up their portion, churches would be exploding. There will be no room in any church. Seats will all be filled. Yes, but it's because we are not doing our part. That is why churches are not growing. It's a secret to church growth. When ordinary people like you and I pick up the pieces and begin to work. Yeah. Esther. Yeah. Yeah, little Esther. With Stephanie sitting by her. Stephanie is like your left-hand woman. She's always around you. Yeah. We must all rise up. You understand? If we don't rise up, the First Love Church will die. Yeah. We must look for all those sheep and I'll have some meetings with you and bring them in. Amen. So I'm telling you why you can be a shepherd. We started last week. Why you can be a shepherd. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you can be a shepherd if you are not one already. Yeah, you can be a shepherd. Every one of us can be a shepherd. Yes. Ima, in the back, you can be a shepherd. Yes. You can be a shepherd. So number one, reasons why every Christian can be a shepherd or do the work of a shepherd. You, even if you don't want to be called a shepherd, just do the work. Do you understand? Maybe you don't want to be called shepherd, so and so, pastor, so. You, it's okay. Just do the work. So number one, we said, quick recap, all you need is a desire, isn't it? All you need is a desire. You must have a desire. And one of the ways to create desires is to talk about something for a long time. I think that's what we need to do, pastors. We need to keep talking about this. Yeah. Yeah. I can start talking about a certain kind of food that you haven't thought of yet this evening as you are sitting in church. But if we start talking about it and keep talking about it, you feel like you want to eat some. The desire for it will come. You see. So we are talking to you, so your desire to be a shepherd will come up. You must want to be a shepherd. And it's a good thing. And anyone can be a shepherd. Especially if you've been in church for a bit. You should be a shepherd. You've been taken care of for a long time. It's time for you to rise up and take care of someone. And there's nobody too small. Yes. Recently at the camp in Europe, Bishop brought up two or three young girls. Tiny, tiny girls. Yeah. The camp that we just came from in Orlando, at the point he was calling for 10-year-olds. Yeah, they should allow them to come in. Yeah, listen to what he said. Yeah, they should come and sit also and enjoy. And they came. Yeah, they understand what is being taught. So it is a desire. May God give you a desire. Amen. I see God giving you a desire. Amen. Father, let them wake up with a desire. As they sleep, let the desire to do the work be at the foot of the bed until they fall asleep. And when they wake up, let the desire still be stirring them. Let the desire hustle them. Yes, that is where we are getting, because our eyes are red. It's time for the church to wake up. All right? So it is a desire. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:1, this is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good thing. Number two, why you can do the work of a shepherd or be a shepherd is becoming a shepherd is a natural stage of development. You have to develop. You cannot always be spoon-fed. It's normal. It's normal to grow. How many of you know that it's normal to grow? It's abnormal not to grow. Everyone must grow. You must meet the developmental milestones, milestone after milestone. Do the things that are appropriate for your age. Yeah. I believe that spiritually, if we're to have a spiritual assessment, like a child gets a developmental assessment when they go to see their doctor. If we're to have a spiritual assessment, we'll be surprised. A lot of us are spiritually marasmic. Yes. Spiritually marasmic. Marasmus is a disease that is wilder than even kwashiorkor. Kwashiorkor was actually coined in Ghana. Yes, it's that disease entered the medical journals from Ghana. Wow. It's true, kwashiorkor. Yeah, it's from Ghana. The disease was first recognized clinically in Ghana. Wow. Yeah. One has to do with protein. There's not enough protein in your body. And the other one is more of calories. When you see a marasmic person, I mean, they look old. Dry, you know, kwashiorkor, they blowed up because they have a lot of water retention, they have edema. But marasmus, they are dry. You see a 1 year old child with marasmus, and they look like they are seriously, their face looks like somebody who is like 30 or 40 years old. You Google it and see when you go home, don't do it here in church, otherwise, you spoil the service. Yeah. You see what marasmus is like, all right? And I'm saying that a lot of us have stunted growth, stunted development. Yes, because spiritual protein and spiritual calories have been pumped into you Sunday after Sunday, but it has not affected you. Yeah. You are the same as somebody who has not received anything. You and the one who has received. and the one who has not received, or the, you and the one who has not received is the same, because what you have received is useless. It's not moved you from one level to the other. You are marasmic. Amen. So it is a stage. It's a necessary stage. Every one of us must be concerned. You must, and those of you who are at home listening, that you don't come to Wednesday service, you know yourself. It's time to rise up. Amen. You understand? It's time to rise. You've been a Christian for a long time. A long time. You see? And the Bible says, the verse for it is Hebrews 5:12. It says, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers." The time has come for you to be teachers. In fact, the time for you to be teachers is long gone. Many years ago, you ought to be a teacher. But you have need that one teach you again. And not even teach you some advanced courses, but the first principles. Basic things still have to be taught. I have to still talk about repentance and all kinds of little things. What is it? Yeah, repentance from dead works and faith and all that. It shows that you are not growing. Amen. So that is why you must be a shepherd, or if you don't want to be called a shepherd, just do the work of a shepherd. Do the work. God will be happy with you. I said God will be happy with you. Yes, just do the work. Number three, there is a great need for shepherds. There's a great need for shepherds. Yes, there's a great need. Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. And he said, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. There's a great need. A great need. Yeah. Open your eyes, you see the need. There are people walking around, moving around us at work, and they don't know God. They don't know God. Our neighbors don't know God. People all around us don't know God. See, and they are all heading towards hell. So there's a great need. And that is why you must be a shepherd. Your pastor can't do it alone. Your pastors cannot do it alone. Nobody can do it alone. Yes. There are people that you can reach that nobody else can reach. I tell you. Yeah, even this small church that we have, you see that sometimes people are able to tell other people problems. They won't tell the pastor. Yeah. And a pastor is able only to help when maybe the person that they told comes to tell. But some people are so secretive, they keep it until the thing is about to explode. You see? But certain things are said to people so that they will be able to share with other people or somebody higher who can help. You understand? Yes. So there's a great need. Everybody say there's a great need. Yes, there's a great, great, great need. All right. Number four, God's people are scattered without a shepherd. Yes. Without a shepherd, the people are scattered. The people are scattered. Ezekiel 34 and verse 5. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. A shepherd gathers. You see, without a shepherd. That is why sometimes you see that when even shepherds or people that we call shepherds or have been assigned as shepherds in this church, when they don't do that, you see that the people scatter. Yeah. And do you know the disadvantage of scattering? When people get scattered, they are eating up. They become meat. People eat them up. No. Satan eats them up. Yes. Yeah. Or what is it? Yeah, spiritual buffaloes. Yeah. People will eat them up. So we need to rise up. You see, you can be a shepherd. If you rise up to be a shepherd, because of you, some people will not be scattered. Some people will not become meat for the devil. Yeah. Some people will not become meat for the devil just because you rise up. and be a shepherd. Yeah. Hallelujah. Number five, we said, in order to fulfill the Great Commission, isn't it? Go ye and make disciples, teaching them. So the Great Commission is actually not a commission of just witnessing and living it. You see, in fact, now I'm very passionate about effective evangelism. I don't want this. We'll do it in combination. We'll go to the street and knock on doors and all that. But I want something productive. That is a Great Commission. You know, giving people tracts at the train station. I'm not saying don't do it. But giving them tracts at the train station and then you turn your back and they walk a few steps and then they drop the tract. That is not the Great Commission. The Great Commission is being able to affect people. Yeah, being able to affect. And the only way you can affect people is to be with them. Yes. The only way you can teach them is to be with them. I mean, how did your teacher teach you? Your teacher taught you because you went for a class, not just one class. Even one class is more than 1 hour. These people that we meet on the street, how many minutes interaction do we even have with them? You see. So until we get to a point where we speak to people that we can actually track and we can actually impart, we can actually sit with them, we can actually spend time with them, we can actually interact with them and teach them, we are not fulfilling the commission. We are just scratching the surface of the commission. You see, and I think that is why our churches are not growing. Our churches are not growing because all we are doing, we are just scratching the surface of the Great Commission. If we actually do the Great Commission, which is go into the world and teach. You witness and then you teach to make sure that you have someone that is stable. Someone that is stable and a fruit that abides. I see. That is actually the Great Commission. Bishop talked a lot about it during our recent camp. And that is the goal. All right? And that is why we need shepherds. We need shepherds all over. Yeah. Shepherds in every corner. Yeah. Shepherds in the complex where you live. Shepherds in the school that you attend. Shepherds in the place that you work. Shepherds everywhere. That is how the Great Commission, if we are to obey the Great Commission, that is how we ought to be doing it. Are you here? Number six, why you can be a shepherd or do the work of a shepherd is that so that you can obtain a good degree. So that you can obtain a good degree. Don't be just interested in your MB, CHB, whatever, master's degree or what diploma or associate degree, or PhD. There are better degrees. Degrees that can cross over the immigration of Earth. Do you understand? Degrees that will count beyond our time on Earth. All right? In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible says, "For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good degree." Amen. Don't be confused about the word deacon there. It just means a shepherd. So they that have used the office of a shepherd, they have used it well. Yeah. That even suggests that you can have be in the office of a shepherd and not use it well. Isn't it? Yeah. You're a shepherd, but you're not using it well. You're a shepherd, but the sheep that are supposed to be under you are not being taken care of. You are not being what a shepherd should be to the sheep. But it says, they that have used the office of a deacon well. When you use it well, what happens is that you purchase to yourselves a good degree. Amen. A heavenly PhD degree. Wow. One that will make you to be recognized in the heaven. Amen. Yeah. I tell you. If you look at, you know, this is, I think a lot about Billy Graham. When you think about it, I mean, the man The man, it was as though he didn't even, maybe I don't know him too well, but it looked like he didn't even concentrate on any aspect of even a Christian, other than just living well and right and just winning souls. It was as though just winning souls was his thing. I mean, and maybe I'm wrong. Go for it. I haven't heard him preach about the anointing. It's souls. Yeah. And even his preaching, when you listen, it's not even. not the palate, but it's not even, it's just a pure word. Yeah. In fact, I was listening to Bishop Ayedepo. Bishop Ayedepo says that is how the word has to be preached. Yeah. That is how witnessing. Our responsibility is not to convince people. Yeah. It's sometimes you go with all this attitude and God want to come. I want to show you that this is the scriptures. And if you don't believe, you are going to hell. You don't know. Our responsibility is just prepare ourselves, pray, and just deliver. Look, Jesus, and that is what this man did. That is what people attributed it to, so many things. At the point they said, it's a song that they sing, you know, just as I am. Is that a song, right? Yeah, so because of that, he actually had one crusade. He said, I will not let them sing that song. And people still come. He would just preach simple message. Jesus Christ came into this world, died for you, and that is why you must give your life to Jesus Christ. You finish preaching, and they say, come to Jesus. Then you see them all coming. It's the scripture. Yeah. That's all. Simple. So he purchased for himself a good degree. You understand? Yeah, he purchased for himself a good degree. Good degree. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm going to purchase for myself a good degree. All right. Let's finish here. Number 7. You can become a shepherd or do the work of a shepherd so that you can combine material and spiritual progress. Yeah, this is very, very important. Can I say something?
Yes.
You see, as we all sit here, we're all young, and you know, I'm also young. Yeah. Oh, Pastor Kobe. Yeah, we're all young. Yes, Esther, you're also young. You see, if you were told today, God forbid, in Jesus' name, it shall never happen. But if you were told tomorrow that you have 2 more months to live, God forbid. God forbid in Jesus' name. It shall not be told anybody like that in this church. You see that your attitude will change. Yes. Eternity and eternal things will suddenly become very valuable to you. You see? So, I'm saying this because this point probably will become more meaningful to you, that you must combine material and spiritual progress. At that point, you'll be saying material things, just take. Do you realize that when people are sick and they can give anything for their health? Oh, yes. They will sell their homes, they will sell anything just to get help. You see? But we don't have to get there. We can combine the two. We can combine the two. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. What does it say? 1 Timothy 6, 6. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. In other words, when you have godliness and you have contentment, Bible says it is great gain. It's great benefit. It's a good thing. Now, contentment is usually what we think of in the natural. What is it? What does it say? State, yeah. So, contentment is a state of happiness and satisfaction, you see. And that is what material things do for us. You have a house. All your bills are paid. You have a nice car. Debt free. Which is good, by the way. You have a wife. You have a husband. Yes, it's contentment.
With candles.
With candles. Hey, Esther. We're in church. And bubble bath. Contentment. Say that again. What does it say again? A state of happiness and satisfaction. You are happy. You are satisfied. Yes, a state of happiness and satisfaction. Happy. You see? But here God is saying, look, if you can add godliness, being like God, doing the things that are of God, things that God wants, if you can add that to your state of being happy, and satisfied, it says it is great gain. Let's believe this. Yeah, let's believe this. Let's believe this and go for it. Yeah, that from today, be a shepherd. Be a church worker. Be in that office well, like the previous point we saw, not just by name or by post. Be a shepherd in reality, truthfully, honestly. Add that to all that you have gotten. And you have great gain. It means that without that, it's not great gain. It probably is just gain. But when you can add it, it becomes great gain. It's wise, isn't it? How many of you are going to become shepherds? Or how many of us are going to become shepherds who are using the office well? Yes, God is helping us. Amen. Number 8, you can become a shepherd. Why you can become a shepherd? It's also because people are hungry for the truth. People are hungry for the truth. People are hungry for the truth. You may be amazed that people are hungry. In Ezekiel 34, 2, let's look at Ezekiel 34, verse 2. Ezekiel 34, verse 2. Look at the end. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? So the flock, they are hungry. Should they not feed them? They are hungry. They need food. Yes. So there is spiritual hunger. And you know what? Sometimes it is the spiritual hunger that leads people into the wrong things. Not that sometimes. That's what it is. Yeah. They are looking for something. And they don't find it. And then they get into something rather that they should not get into. You understand? Yes. So we need shepherds who will be able to feed people truth. Because that's what they need. Are you understanding?
Yes.
And then number 9, why you can become a shepherd, or why you can do the work of a shepherd, is because people need to be visited and strengthened. People need to be visited and strengthened. Let me read here from the book. It says, one thing that cannot be replaced by any other is a visit from a shepherd. I changed the word shepherd to a pastor to a shepherd. Because when you are reading Bishop's books, don't be deceived. It's talking to you. Otherwise, why would they need to print so many copies? If it was only for pastors, then they should not print in so many. Because the pastors are few. See, we just need maybe 3 or 4. How many pastors are in this diocese? Maybe 7, 8. Yeah, about 8 pastors. We just need 8 copies of the book. We don't need all that. You see. But he's talking to you. All right? So he says, one thing that cannot be replaced by any other is a visit from you. It is a blessing for a shepherd to come to your house. Remember, Jesus visited the earth for only 3 years, and the earth has never been the same. A visit is a very powerful ministration. People need to be visited. Amen. Yeah. One of the things that we are learning is that church is actually in two phases. Yeah, when you read Acts 2, 46 and 47, church is actually in two phases. There's church in the home and church in the temple. You understand? In fact, church in the home is more important. I don't know what I'm saying is right, but I think it is. Because you think about it, where do you spend most time? Yeah. The home, isn't it?
Yes.
So church in the home is more important than church in the temple. Church in the temple is good, and that's where it starts. But church in the home is very vital. I mean, it's when you visit somebody that you even get to know the person well. That is where they come down to earth and tell you all their problems. How many people within this, short time that we come to church? In fact, to begin with, I like staying in church. In fact, I usually will stay in there until I'm done. Anybody who wants to talk to me, we'll talk till we finish. A lot of times, we are amongst the last group to leave church. It's true. A few people will hang around with us and close the door and lock the door and stuff like that. But we stay till, if you really want to. But nobody wants to stay. Every time I get a message, oh, Reverend, I was trying to get to you on Sunday, but I left. Yeah, but I'm here. I'm still here. Yes, I didn't leave. You see, so what I'm saying to you is that we cannot get to everybody on Sunday, even if we want to. You see, so that Sunday time in the temple is very limited, and the real deep time that can be spent with people is other than Sunday. Yeah. When you visited somebody. And that is what we need to start doing. You see. And if we can take this to another level, Charlie, the church will change. Amen. Church will change. Amen. Amen. So it's for everyone. Stephanie, I'm talking to you. Yeah, don't take yourself out. Yes. You must team up with someone and visit. You see. Do you start driving yet? Moses, teach your sister how to drive. Eh? She has up to September. You see, so you must teach her how to drive and leave the car. Yeah, you can't take the car to California. No. That one, they will all rise up. Yes. Stephanie, make sure you lay hands on that car, okay? If I will claim that car for you. Everybody here must rise up and think of visiting. You see? So this, our shepherds, this thing about we have a list and there are people under you that you haven't eyeballed before. Even text cry, you never text them. Every time you say, I called, they were not there. That's a constant, I called, they were not there. I called, they were not there. Can you imagine Jesus called when we're not here? Father, when I called them, they were not there. I'm not minding them. We will all not be here, isn't it? Yeah. But he came now, waited for us. Visited. Hey. Is it not amazing? Yes. So let's work together, okay? And I believe that God is going to help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand to your feet as we close. Let's spend 2 minutes praying for ourselves. Let's spend just 2 minutes. Close your eyes and put your hand on your heart and begin to pray for yourself and say, God, help me. God, help me. God, help me to be a shepherd. Everyone here pray. It doesn't matter if you are 10 years old, 11 years old, you are part of what we are talking about. Everyone pray. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to be a shepherd. I can be a shepherd. I can be a, you can be a shepherd. Begin to pray that your desire to be a shepherd, to do the work of a shepherd, will increase. Give the Lord a chance. Say, Lord, increase that desire. Increase. Say, Lord, create in me that desire. Create in me. It is God who creates even that desire. Say, God, create in me that desire. Let that desire increase. In Jesus' name. Come on. Lift up your voice just for 2 minutes. Everyone. I want to hear you pray. Kaya Balaba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Increase that desire. Let that desire increase. Let it increase. Let it increase. Let it increase. Create in us, oh God, that desire to be shepherds. Let us all rise up, even as a church. Let's pray for the church now. Let's say, God, let there be more shepherds. More shepherds. More shepherds, more workers in every church in our diocese. Every church in our diocese. Let, oh God, common regular church members be transformed into shepherds. Shepherds who will rise up and do the work. Shepherds who would visit. Shepherds who feed the flock. Shepherds who would rise up and be what they are supposed to be. That they would not just be people who just come just to listen and to be taught. They will rise up and be where they ought to be. Come on, pray that people will rise up to be where they ought to be. For when the time for which they ought to be teachers, they still need that people still taught them. That thing would disappear. That thing would go away from our midst. That people would even rise up and begin to even be what they are supposed to be. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for what you are doing in this church, in this diocese, every branch in this diocese. Thank you, O God, that there's a transformation. You're changing us. Thank you for the shepherds that will arise or are rising from this church. Ordinary church members all over in this diocese will rise up and even begin to do the work. Thank you for church growth. Thank you for multiplication. Thank you that we are fulfilling even the Great Commission. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right.